Order, law.
We're talking about both of those together.
Law and order would, law would come first. Mm-hmm.
And before they had the electric chair, murderers were
hung.
You say the man went out and
hanged himself?
And the fight between the North and the South was called the
Civil War. A lot of places they always called it the war between the states, but I think it's just the Civil War.
You don't make any distinction between those two terms?
And I hear it called the late unpleasantness and so forth. But no, I don't make any distinction between the terms at all.
Then we call it the late unpleasantness.
Hmm?
Is that just a sort of a joking?
I think it's something that, yes, I think it's partially a joke and usually a fairly literary one, you know, among those who write. But it's the Civil War as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Say if someone asks you to go with them somewhere and you're not sure you want to, you'd say, I don't know.
I don't know if I want to go or not.
And if you want someone to go with you, you'd say, well, I won't go.
Unless you go.
And you say, I had a choice of two things, and I was going to do this, but then I decided I'd do that.
Instead.
And one of the largest Protestant churches for Protestant denominations in the South would be?
Baptist.
And if two people become members, you'd say they...
They're Baptists.
But last week they... What the church?
Joined.
Okay. And you go to church to pray to...
God.
And the preacher preaches a...
Sermon.
And the choir and the organist provide the...
Music.
And if you really like the music, you'd say the music was just...
Beautiful.
And say if you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday, you'd say, well, church will be over
before I get there.
And the enemy of God is called the...
Satan.
Or the...
The devil.
Mm-hmm. Any other names?
Oh, yes. Lucifer, Beelzebub. Oh. There's some more old Scratch.
What would you tell children was going to come get them if they didn't behave?
Well, I wouldn't do it, but I presume it would be the devil. The devil's going to get you if you don't watch out.
What about the boogerman?
Oh, I've heard boogerman, but we never used it.
Is that the same as the devil?
Not necessarily.
What?
Could have been any bad, scary man mm-hmm. that could come and get you.
And what do people think they see around a graveyard at night?
Ghosts.
And a house that people are scared to go in.
Haunted.
And you tell someone, you better put a sweater on. It's getting...
Cool.
Or...
Cooler or cold.
Or it's not really cold, but it's getting...
Cooler.
Or...
Chilly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you say, well, I'll go with you if you really want me to, but I...
Prefer not to.
I'd
rather not to. I'd rather not.
And say if you hadn't seen a good friend of yours in a long time, when you saw him, you might say, I'm...
So glad to see you.
Okay. Did you ever say proud to see you?
No.
And you'd say,
And I haven't said I'm proud to meet anyone or anything like that, except when I'm writing it.
Uh-huh.
That way. But, I know that this is said so often, I've heard it in twice. When a new secretary came to apply a job for my father, he said, well, he said, I got a nice girl today, but she says, oh, Mr. McFadden, I'm so proud to meet you. But she's been a wonderful secretary. And the same thing happened when I went to meet one of my children's English teachers. And she said, I'm so proud to make your acquaintance, and I nearly died.
Do you associate that with being uneducated or country? Or
country. We have a saying here that all of the people who grew up in Beaumont and went to college go to teach in Houston and Dallas and Austin, and all the people who grew up in Buna and Kirbyville and Silsby come to Beaumont to teach. And it's true.
Uh-huh. Say if what about this big thicket country around here? Is that very close to here?
Oh, yes. You're in the big thicket when you're up here about 10 miles.
Mm-hmm. What's that area like?
Well, it's a good country area. It's slowly becoming a bedroom area for Beaumont.